go.
Praise God.
All right, bye.
Amen, amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The devil just don't want this message to come today.
Uh-huh.
I said the devil just doesn't want this message to come today.
That's all
right.
Amen.
He is a liar. He is a
liar.
Amen.
Amen.
From the book of St. Luke, 16th chapter, verses 19 and 20.
Praise the Lord.
What chapter was that, Pastor?
16.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
All right. St. Luke 16, chapter, verse 19 and 20.
Amen.
There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, mm-hmm. and fared sumptuously every day. Mm-hmm. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. Let me read verse 21 as well. Mm-hmm. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Tell somebody, give me the crumbs.
Give me the crumbs.
Fragments that fall from food as you attempt to eat it. Some stay in the plate or bow or whatever it is that they may be coming from.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
And some fall on the way to your mouth. Mm. Those that usually fall on your way to the mouth wind up on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Or on your clothing.
Yes,
my Lord.
And they are not undesirable things. Sometimes the crumbs seem to taste better than the big part.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you probably know when you got a good cake that's cooked up.
Yeah.
You slice that cake. You can't get it up out of the pan without losing some crumbs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Some people leave them on the plate or on the cake box.
Uh-huh.
Others will get all the crumbs they can get.
Yes, they will.
Because that seems to taste the best.
That's right.
Amazing. Yeah. Another.
Yeah.
Other people don't want it because of crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they should deserve better than the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Many times we miss out on life's best things.
That's true.
All because we refuse
to
get the crumbs.
Amen.
All of God's word, bits and pieces, are crumbs.
Glory be to God.
That you can take and digest.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that crumbs are already broken up for you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take much chewing. It just takes a little bit of walking around in the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Chew here and there. And it will call you to experience something that you hadn't experienced before, if it's something new that you hadn't taken before.
My Lord.
12. God hand out these little nuggets to us that we might take into our lives. And that will guide us and lead us through one thing to another.
Yes, Lord.
Through kindness and hardships and disturbance, problems of grief and wants and desires, attitudes and other things that we face through the day and in this life. These nuggets,
yes,
God gives us.
Yes, he does.
Like St. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled.
My yes. Lord.
Amen.
That's just what? Four words. Okay. That nuggets comes to help you to make it through the day.
That's the truth.
Because if you don't watch it, you're going to get very soon, because the devil is on his mission.
That's true.
Trying to give you a troubled heart. Trying to get you to worry and to curse God and to give up. Didn't he tell the Lord that he could, if he take this hedge around from around Job?
Yes.
He'll make him curse you to your face and die. The devil's on his mission trying to keep you from giving God the glory.
Yes, sir. I know.
He tells us to let make known his doing among the congregation of saints. Those are nuggets that we could use to help build our faith.
That's true.
As well as others that's in our hearing. We need to know what the Lord's saying. Don't let your heart be troubled. Okay, let not be troubled. That means five words. Okay. Meaning that he's letting you know that you're in control.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're in charge. Okay. And if your heart's troubled, it's because you let it get troubled.
Yes,
sir. And we let things happen a lot because we think people expect this of us.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to live according to what people expect of you.
Amen.
You're supposed to live according to what God said you can do. And that he has loosed you to do. He said, you shall know the truth.
Yes, right.
And the truth shall make you free.
Make you free.
Well, the truth is in his word.
Yes.
Amen.
If the word said, don't let your heart be troubled, it's all right not let it be troubled.
Yes, right.
No matter what the situation might be.
My Lord.
The world think you ought to be walking around with a hung down head. But then the very same to you earlier, I won't complain.
Yes.
All right. So we're not going to complain. We're going to give God the glory that's due to him.
Yes.
The glory that is just his due.
Yes.
He deserves all the glory.
Yes.
And a nugget, a crumb. Hallelujah. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise.
Yes.
Belongs to God.
Yes.
We get all upset when we don't get it.
Yeah.
It's because you didn't eat that crumb.
Amen.
You left that crumb on the plate.
Amen.
You didn't feed that crumb. You wanted the big slice.
Amen. Yeah.
And we can't eat the crumb. How are you gonna eat the big slice? Hallelujah. You can't swallow a crumb. How are you gonna swallow a whole chicken leg? Give me the crumbs.
Crumbs,
you can't get enough crumbs, you'll have a whole slice of cake after a while.
Amen.
Take the little things that God gives us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what it's trying to get you to see. Be like Lazarus.
Yeah,
desiring just the crumbs. He didn't ask for no steak.
Amen.
Leftover steak. Another man had him clean up. He just asked for the crumbs.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Anybody want some crumbs out there?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at that. The greatest crumb, I believe, of all is grace. Hallelujah. He told you his grace was sufficient.
Yes, sir.
For whatever is wrong in your life, his grace can cover it.
Yes.
For whatever you've done that you shouldn't have done, his grace covered it.
Yes.
His grace was sufficient. That's a crumb that you need to eat.
Yes.
And know that you're walking and living and talking and acting and being everywhere you are in God's grace.
Amen.
And another one that goes along with the grace is mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's grace and God's mercy.
Yes.
It's like the dough and the icing put together. Hey, sometimes you got crumbs ain't nothing but the dough. Or the bread part.
Yes.
Okay. And then sometimes it's just the icing that's left.
Yeah.
You got grace and mercy. You got mercy. One is icing and one is the bread, the dough.
That's right.
So you got the whole cake then, two crumbs.
My Lord.
But we fail to see this because we can't see this big picture for looking at the, we can't see this small picture for looking at the big picture.
Yes, sir.
But it takes a small thing to get to the big thing.
Yes,
that's right.
Hallelujah. A brick house. Won't just put there as a brick house. It got there as one brick at a time.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
One brick at a time. A mason can't lay two bricks at the same time. Because the hand is filled with one brick. In other words, here with the lever, what's that black thing called that you put the concrete down?
Yeah.
Okay. So your hand is full. You got to let that point to
trial.
So you got to grow in God's grace one brick at a time.
At a time. That's right.
Say, Lord, give me the crumbs.
Yes, sir.
Oh, give me
the crumbs. We miss out on a blessing. God feeding us with crumbs. And we don't want them.
Amen.
I want the whole slice.
Amen. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And since he didn't give me the whole slice, I don't get the crumbs.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. And I walk around complaining.
Amen.
So you got to realize that God is doing it. One the little thing at a time.
Yeah.
He doesn't overpower us. He doesn't overwhelm us with a whole lot of stuff that we can't handle.
Yeah.
Think you can handle it, but you can't handle it.
Right.
So he withhold it from you and only allow you to have it one crumb at a time.
That's right.
You got to know that is in the crumbs. That all things will come into completion.
My Lord.
We will put all that together. So the scripture said all things are working together
for
the good of them that love God.
Yes.
All right, so keep that in mind and know that you are God's people.
Amen.
Come. And God will take care of you.
Yes, he will.
God said it.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it.
Amen.
That settled it.
Yes,
I'm all going to go back and restate that. God settled it. And that settled it. Doesn't have a thing to do with whether you believe it or not.
That's right.
It's settled already.
Amen.
Amen.
God said it and it settled.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so that's all we got to know.
That's that true.
The promise is what makes the word up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have all the word in one little word.
That's right.
Okay. But you take one word at a time to make up a scripture or a verse.
Mm-hmm.
One thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Be thankful for the little things.
Amen.
You got in your life.
That's true.
These little things that we take for granted.
Yes.
Little things that we think we're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
The little things that you don't supposed to have it, you got to come and God give it to you.
That's right.
His grace and his mercy.
Mercy.
It's all that we need to take us through.
Amen.
His grace and his mercy.
Amen.
That was the time when Jesus had been on his crusade.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a great crowd of people there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it got late in the evening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the disciples came to Jesus and said, we need to send the people home.
Mm-hmm.
So they can stop by the stores and visit and get some food. And other things that they might need.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, no, sit them down.
Mm-hmm.
And come to the 50s and the 100. And they said, how much food you got? Said, we don't have no food. Except for that lad out there that got two fish, five barley loaves.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a multitude of people here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, those two fish and five bottles of those, that were like crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
For a whole crowd of people like that.
Amen.
But here we had 5,000 people plus children.
Oh, yes, he did.
And women.
Yes,
and Jesus now saying, shut them down.
Uh-huh.
And bring me the fish and the loaves.
Uh-huh.
You got to remember the crumb that Jesus gave you.
Amen.
Cast all your care upon him.
Yes,
he cares for you. For he cared for you.
Amen.
Jesus had already bore our sorrows and carried our griefs.
Mm-hmm.
He's already done that. That's a crumb that you left on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Get all the crumbs off.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we used to do when we were growing up. The younger people don't know nothing about this, but Dick and James would know about it. Get them biscuits and sop that molasses.
Hello.
And crumbs you can left on your plate. You know that, and you did that, your fingers and slide across and lick all your fingers.
Yeah.
Trying to get all those crumbs.
Yes, sir.
So true.
Get them crumbs.
Get them crumbs. Right. Amen.
Okay. And Jesus, they brought the crumbs to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus offered prayer.
Yeah.
Put your trust in the Lord.
Yes.
He offered you deliverance.
Uh-huh.
He offered you victory.
Yeah.
He offered you peace and joy.
Uh-huh.
He offered you hope and love.
Yes.
He offered everything good to you.
Yes.
If you just give him your bad.
Amen.
Give him the bad and he will supply you with the good.
Amen.
Give him the bad and guess what, y'all? He will turn that bad into good for you.
Amen.
Give him the bad.
Uh-huh.
Why you keep carrying it around? We could have a blessing coming from it. Give him the bad, bad. So he can take care for you. He asked you to do it. He want to take care for you.
Yes.
He's already for the burden. He's already for the weed. He's already for the tower. He's already done it. So why are you walking around here doing it? It's already paid for. Tell somebody it's already paid for. And you can have that from. You don't even have to beg for it.
That's true.
Amen.
So Jesus now had the fish and the bread out. And when they finished eating, he said, take up the scraps. Don't want none lost. Get all the crumbs you can get out of that word. You don't want a single bit of it lost.
Yes.
Either you have to take the plate up and lick it. Get it into you. Get it into you. Get it into you. Get it into you. It ain't doing no good on the table. It ain't doing no good on the floor. It ain't gonna do no good left in the plate.
Amen.
So you do scrape it out the plate into the trash can. We have scraped a lot of God's word into the trash can.
Amen.
Because we didn't eat it all. But Jesus said, eat it all. And 12 baskets full of scraps were taken up. Well, back to full of food taken up just from crumbs.
Amen.
The word says there was a certain man, rich man, with clothes and purple and fine linen and fast sumptuously every day. This man had it, what we would say, had it made in the shade. Okay. He was so rich, he didn't have to worry about anything. He ate high on the hog and cow and whatever else. Every day.
Every day.
Okay. And we got that eating high on something from what they used to do for us. Slaves and things like that. They will get their ham and give you the gut. Now they try to get the gut from them. That was a delicacy.
Yes.
Okay. That's how that saying got eating high on the hog. Okay. You got it. They got the ham and you got the foot.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. And so this man ate one good all day long. And there had a certain beggar whose name was Lazarus. Was laid at his gate at the gate full of sores. Now this tells us that Lazarus must have been crippled. Okay. Lazarus not only was poor and full of sores. Okay. He couldn't walk.
Teacher.
Okay. Because the word said he was brought there at the man's gate and laid there. Now, if he could walk, then he would just go on his own.
Yes.
But he was brought there and laid at the gate. And all he wanted was a crumb that fell from the table.
Amen.
Yes. All right. The dogs had compassion on him.
Amen.
the dogs came out and licked his wound. That one we were going up earlier. That year on the farm, we get a sore, we let the dog lick it. Mm-hmm. But we clean out the impurities there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And cause that sore to heal quickly. Than they do nowadays. Mm-hmm. Okay, so something about the dog and licking wounds. Mm-hmm. It didn't just start with our day, it happened way back then. Mm-hmm. Okay. What the dog was doing, what the lad was doing, was getting crumbs from the dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, while the dog eating from the rich man's table. He probably has some crumbs on his bread, on his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A crumb of love. Mm-hmm. A crumb of hope. A mm-hmm. crumb of healing. A crumb of deliverance. A crumb of joy and peace.
Yes.
He had all those crumbs there.
Mm-hmm.
And was being passed on to Lazarus. Though he may not got the bread,
mm-hmm.
or the crumb that fell from the table, he was getting from a hope, deliverance, and victory through the dog.
Yes.
Okay. And now, the Bible says that the poor man died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was carried by the angels and placed in the arms of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And now it said also, and the rich man died also.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how rich you are, or how poor you are.
That's right.
The death angel doesn't spare any of us.
Amen.
We're all going to have to go that way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And since we got to go that way, it pays us to be prepared.
Amen.
For where are we going? So the rich man died and was buried. And in hell, he opened his eyes.
Amen.
Where is it? Being in torment.
Yes, my Lord.
Being in pain and agony.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked up and saw Lazarus, the beggar, lying in the bosom of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted a plea, he made a plea to Abraham, to Father Abraham, send Lazarus
mm-hmm.
down up down here where I am and let him dip his finger in the water and touch my pocket tongue. Can't you see the agony he must be in?
Mm-hmm.
That he won't ask him for a cup of water.
Mm-mm.
He just mm-hmm. wanted some crumbs of water.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't give his crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
They want Lazarus to give him some crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
But the word says that he told him that he can't come to you,
mm-hmm.
and we can't, and you can't come to us.
Amen.
There's a great gulf there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rich man said, "Well, since you can't come to me,
mm-hmm.
I got five brothers at my father's house."
Mm-hmm.
Go send them down there that they may and warn them that they may not don't come where I am
mm-hmm.
in this place of torment.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We need to share God's word
mm-hmm.
that others that are lost
yes.
won't come to the place that the rich man was.
Mm-hmm.
We need to share the word. Amen. That somebody might be saved when they hear the word.
Mm-hmm.
We need to share the word. Share them some crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
You may not get them the first time.
My Lord.
But the man was brought to the gate daily asking for crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
So daily, you give a little more crumbs.
Yes, yes.
Every day of your life.
Yes.
Crumbs of victory, joy, peace, and hope.
Mm-hmm.
Love and deliverance.
Yes.
Wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy and grace. All crumbs.
Yes,
that we
sir.
Can live on and live with on a, in a daily walk and daily life.
Yes.
Hello.
And so Abraham said, you can't send them there.
Mm-hmm.
They got Moses
mm-hmm.
and the other prophets.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hear them,
mm-hmm.
they won't hear how to come back from the grave.
Yes, sir. That's so good.
Hallelujah. In other words, while you have the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
you need to hear the word of the Lord.
That's
and hearing the word of the Lord is doing what the Lord says do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing the word of the Lord is to be in obedience to his word.
Yes.
And believe what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that he is God and God alone.
Yes.
Not take the word, but just doing what the word says.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God will do that for you.
Yes.
He prayed. But to pray too late.
Mm-hmm.
You got the opportunity to pray now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pray. Hallelujah, daily to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Send up some crumbs.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Prepare
your place.
Uh-huh.
For the final place of joy, peace, and it happiness throughout eternity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For that's what it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the crumbs.
Give me
the crumb of hope. Give me the crumb of peace. Give me the crumb of deliverance. Give me the crumb of love. Give me the crumb of the victory.
Amen.
Give me the crumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be satisfied. Paul said, I'll learn how to be content. Whatever state I am. I'll learn how to be full. And I'll learn how to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll learn how to be high. And I know how to be low.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever state I'm in. I learned to be content with it. I learned to be satisfied with it. I learned not to complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever state of fire I am. I learned that because I found out I can do all things.
That's right.
Through Christ.
Hallelujah.
Which strengthens me.
Amen.
Knowing that, give me the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And the crumbs of life will help you go through with peace, joy, happiness every day.
Amen.
Giving you the crumbs.
My Lord.
And everything will be all right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, man.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
The devil didn't want us to have any crumbs.
Amen.
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 You don't want them? Give them to me.
Amen.
Amen.
I love for them.
Amen.
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 Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Amen.
Give me the crumbs.
My Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I love crumbs too, Pastor.
Amen.
What's that?
I love crumbs too.
Oh yeah.
I always eat the crumbs around the cake.
I bet Blood Steve can get it from nothing that carrot cake.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. Hey, Pastor, I ain't got to share with nobody. I'm fine.
I want some of that carrot cake.
Hello.
I love the crumbs for fried chicken.
Oh, right, yeah.
Lord have
mercy. Glory to God.
Good. Thank you, God.
Lord have mercy. Baby ain't sharing the crumbs, huh?
I let them have the cookies.
Amen. That's a good word, Pastor. Give me the crumbs.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good word. Good word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor, let's keep Sister Mary in prayer. She's having surgery tomorrow. So let's keep her in prayer. Brother Robert Lewis, let's keep him in prayer. And I think Lorraine's nephew and my nephew, let's keep them in prayer. And Deacon Clarence,
yes,
keep him in prayer.
How's Tiffany going?
Excuse me?
How's Tiffany doing?
Yes.
You talking to me? Or are you talking to
the you?
Oh, okay, because he was talking. Okay. They gave her a new position at the hospital, so she's gonna work with the patients. She's gonna be doing the paperwork and stuff, I guess. The patient's paperwork and stuff. So I was talking to her the other day. She walked a patient out, and she was out of breath.
Oh, wow.
I said, you need to sit down and get some, catch your wind. And all she did was walk the patient out to the car and came back into the hospital. She was out of breath. She's supposed to go and get a liver check. And they told they could take her spleen out. I said, many of the fashion you need your spleen. So just pray that everything go down, the liver, the spleen, the kidney, and the lungs come back in full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do that. Mm-hmm. I got my booster shot Friday.
Oh.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. I got my booster shot Friday.
Oh, good for you.
Didn't have no appointment or nothing. Just going in. Joyce, Kim, myself.
Oh, really?
Joy and her husband. All went up there at Walmart neighborhood on Sydney. Did I the paperwork got the booster shot?
Amen.
You had the Moderna earlier, didn't you?
Yes, I got the Moderna then. They had just got it in Friday, and I got it Friday.
Oh, all right. That's
good. Supposed to be the most powerful one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Waiting for them to come for me. The Lord knows I'll take my booster in a minute.
Yes.
Hey, anybody that's 18 and over to get in that shot the head. That's how Kim got hers because she's just 39.
Amen. Well, Pastor, that's good news of me that they got the Moderna out, because that's the shot I had.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to be seeking.
Me too.
Going out there today and get it. They probably get it out today.
I'm
going to
look around.
Yeah. So that's what I did. I'm going to
look around.
I walked into the grocery store and they were giving it out, and that's how I got mine. So I'm in New York now, you have to make appointments, but I know when I left the NAACP, November 1st is giving out everything, flu shot, boosters, and COVID tests, and COVID vaccination. So they give that out November 1st, everything's free. The health department is doing it. So y'all don't talk to the health department about doing stuff in your community?
Oh, will be giving, I guess.
Yeah, you call up your health department and ask them, sometimes you got people in the black neighborhood that can't get out to where they are, and they need to come into the neighborhood. That's what we did, and they into the black neighborhoods, and that's what happened November 1st. With the health department.
That's what happened to my daughter
the first time?
Yes. Huh? That happened, Donna. Both times. Okay. All three times, rather.
Because I don't want to mix up my shot. I don't
want to
pull Moderna.
No, I wouldn't want to mix mine up either.
I called Walmart Friday afternoon, and I asked were they giving out the boosters? They said yes, and I said Moderna. Yes. And I asked about three times. She said, yes, Moderna. Just got to end the day. I said, we need an appointment. Said, no, you don't need an appointment. Just come.
Oh, that's good.
No, at the pharmacy?
What was that?
This was at a pharmacy?
Yeah, Walmart. Neighborhood Walmart on 70 East New Hope. Not New Hope, but Elroy.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So I got both of my shot, but I don't think I'll take the booster, because I don't know if some of y'all that saw me doing my husband's birthday party, if y'all noticed my face, it on the 13th day of me having it, I had an allergic reaction. And when I started reading up on the lupus and stuff, that was some of the effect. But my face been looked really bad. My granddaughter, I try to do a lot of stuff to try to cover it, but I had looked really bad. Mm-hmm. But I didn't let it get me down.
Yeah.
I did took both.
Well, Pastor, if I know that they have it in Goldsboro, if I can't find it around here, I may take me a trip.
With the booster shot, with the reaction, did you go to your car, your doctor, and let you know that you had a reaction to that?
I went to the hospital, and they tried to tell me, said it was grass. And I said, how could it be grass? And, you know, I'd be in the grass all the time for years and years, and it never affect me. And when I went, my family came down, which my granddaughter's a nurse, and she talked to this, because she kept saying, Granny, you had an allergic reaction. And so I went to my family doctor, because they was telling me I needed to get, I forgot the name of the thing to.
The ENT doctor, for you to get tested for allergies.
I already been tested for allergy and stuff, but I'm telling you what, I went to my doctor and what they did when they check everything out, they give me the medication and it cleared me up. But she did tell me that I was having an allergic reaction from it. Some people do, some people don't.
Booster.
No, I'm not going to take the booster, because I said that was the 13th day and my face had really looked more like an alligator around my eyes and stuff, healing. I had looked really bad. Yeah. I didn't let it get me down.
So don't take the booster. What you should do is contact the CDC and let them know what happened, so they can put this on record. So if it come up, like I took my every vaccination I took, CDC contacted me once a week and asked them how I'm feeling. If you didn't do the, what you call that little barcode that they give you on your phone and put your information in, CDC will contact you every time you have your vaccination. They've been contacting me since day one. And even after I got my booster, they do it once a week, asking how you're feeling, and you know, and you say how you feel, you type it in, and send it to your phone. And then you can write the CDC and tell them what happened.
Before we go, just want to reiterate what we announced last weekend, that we will be celebrating a pastor's anniversary the first Sunday in December of this year, that first Sunday morning. Pastor been with us for 45 years, and we thank God for 44?
Yeah. I got you talking wrong.
Okay, 44 years. We close, but we speaking that, Lord, will he be there 45 too?
Amen.
Amen.
But we will be acknowledging him at that time and honoring him. We ask everybody that can and will, if you will give $100 for this service. If you don't have that, please give what you can and pray for the service. We will be getting back with everyone to let you know the other things we're going to do for that morning. We will have someone else to speak on that morning. And we're going to let Pastor just sit by and listen in the service that morning, Lord willing.
Amen.
And we thank everybody. We'll be talking to you again, hopefully on next weekend, get more information. But we thank everybody for what you have been doing, and ask you to continue to just pray for him and his family, and the church family. And if anyone needs any information, anybody going to pay in it, checks, we'll let you know on what to do about that, who to write it to. We thank everyone, and that's actually to be in prayer.
Amen.
So when you gonna let us know about the check? Write the check.
We'll let you know next weekend on what
next
to do.
Next Sunday?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
But y'all have a blessed one. I think that'll probably get me to close this out.
Thank you too. Pray out safely home. My granddaughter drove all the way from Virginia to New York, and now she's driving back from New York to Virginia. She's 17 years old, and she did it all by herself.
Oh, that's a good thing. That is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
God be the glory.
Yes. Yeah, she taking it out for me, Mother Geese. She's taking the driving out for me.
Yes, that is wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, since my foot is broken, she's doing that. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
May
she continue to good work.
That's
good. Pastor's going to do the benediction now.
Now to him, we ready to keep us and present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God's sweet communion, the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide on now, and forevermore. And it be to God say amen.
Amen.